Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education. Today we have work sessions on House Bill 5030, State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, that fee bill, and then House Bill 5029, several boards that we'll get to briefly. So I'm going to open up a work session on House Bill 5030, Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology, the fee bill. I'm going to turn over to Legislative Fiscal Analyst Deborah Mathey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The paperwork in front of you, this should be the first one, and as the Chair said, it is the fee bill for the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. These are the fees in the table that are listed there. These fees were discussed as part of their 507 budget. It was the revenue associated was assumed within the budget, and because they were administratively increased during the current biennium, they needed to bring them back to you for ratification. The fees are expected to generate about $126,000, and the increased revenue is needed to fund their 07-09 budget and maintain an adequate ending balance. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval. There are no amendments needed.
Okay, questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5030 to full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Morgan has moved House Bill 5030 with the due pass recommendation to the full Ways and Means Committee. Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries. Closing the work session on House Bill 5030 and opening the work session on House Bill 5029, Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians. Is that where we're going to start?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And just, Mr. Chair, thank you, and members, just as a reminder, this particular budget bill has the budget for 8 individual agencies. You heard about 6 of them on Monday, I think it was, and those are the ones that are working, so we won't actually report this bill out today. We'll wait until we can catch up with the other 2 agencies that we haven't heard from, but if we could get through these recommended budgets, then you'll have less work to do when the final 2 agencies come before you. So yes, in your packet, hopefully I've got them in the same order we're going to go through, which would be alphabetical. So the first one we're starting with is the Board of Examiners for Licensed Dietitians. There are no policy packages. The governor's recommended budget is the essential budget level. There are no statewide adjustments, and they were not subject to the co-chair's 2% reprioritization initiative. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the governor's recommended other funds budget of $78,616, one position, 0.3 FTE, and no amendments are needed.
Okay, are there questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
Do we need adoption or a motion to approve each one?
Yes.
I would move adoption of the LFO recommendation as it relates to the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians.
Okay, thank you. Senator Starr has moved adoption of the recommendation for the Board of Examiners of Licensed Dietitians. Any discussion? Senator Double.
Yeah. Just for clarification for the record, these motions include also approval of their performance measures.
Mr. Chair, Senator Devlin, I thought I would do the performance measures, that we would do the budget first and then performance measures, but if you'd like, we could do it all together. That's the way we had done them before. I'm sorry, I should.
That's what I was trying to clear up here, because it wasn't clear to me.
The way we had done it previously is the first motion would be to approve the budget, then we'd look at the performance measures, and then you would approve the performance measures. But again, I'm open to doing whatever you want to do.
Mr. Chairman, I'm fine with the LFO recommendation there. But simply, I just want to clarify for the record what we were doing.
Thank you, Senator Devlin. And the chair is easily confused. So let's continue with, finally starting to get a hang of the first one. So we're going to first go with the Senate. There's a motion from Senator Starr. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, the motion carries.
Moving on to performance measures, hopefully the last page in the packet for licensed dietitians is the performance measures that they presented to you. The recommendation is to approve those measures and to add the best practices measure that we talked about in the very beginning. It was approved by JLAC.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Starr. I move the LFO recommendation as it relates to the key performance measures.
Senator Starr has moved the LFO recommendation as it relates to key performance measures. Are there any objections? Motion carries.
I'm next. Moving right along to the Board of Naturopathic Examiners. This budget actually had one policy package, and that was to reclass their office support position. It's based on a review that was performed by the Department of Administrative Services, and the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval. There are no statewide adjustments, and this agency isn't subject to the 2% reprioritization. Therefore, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the Governor's recommended other funds budget of $400,576, two positions and two FTE. There are no amendments needed.
Can you go one at a time?
Mr. Chair, I move for the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5029 as it relates to the Board of Naturopathic Examiners.
Representative Morgan has moved the LFO recommendation on House Bill 5029 as it relates to the Board of Naturopathic Examiners. Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries. Performance measures.
Mr. Chair and members, again, the last page is the proposed, the key performance measures for 0709. Our recommendation is to approve the measures proposed by the agency and to add the new best practices measure.
Are there any questions or objections to performance measures?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation as it relates to the performance measures for the Board of Naturopathic Examiners.
Representative Morgan has moved the LFO recommendation on performance measures as it relates to the Board of Naturopathic Examiners. Any objections? Motion carries.
We should have fine.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members, moving on to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. Again, this budget contains no policy packages. The Governor's recommended budget is the essential budget level, no statewide adjustments yet, and not subject to the 2% reprioritization. We did have a few technical adjustments that simply shift budget between line items to align them more closely with actual spending. It does not change the total budget. Therefore, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the Governor's recommended budget of $290,133 other funds, one position, 1.25 FTE.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5029 as it relates to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board.
Representative Morgan has moved the LFO recommendation for House Bill 5029 as it relates to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries. Performance measures.
Mr. Chair and members, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the performance measures proposed by the agency, including the deletion, and we also recommend the addition of the best practices measure.
Question or comments on the LFO recommendation on the performance measures?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations to the performance measures for the Occupational Therapy and Licensing Board.
Representative Morgan has moved the LFO recommendation of performance measures as it pertains to the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board. Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chair and members, moving on to the Board of Radiologic Technology. There are two policy packages in this budget. The first one is titled Board Modernization, and it's tied to Senate Bill 144. It increases the budget by $15,000, which is the estimated cost of changing the agency's name to Oregon Board of Medical Imaging Technology. As I noted in there, the bill also expands the board's regulatory authority, but there are no estimated cost increases associated with that, just a small little increase in revenue. And thank you, Linda, for catching that typo. The second package, 263, is for board members' expenditures. Last session, you approved Senate Bill 224, which added two board members to the board, and this simply adjusts their budget to reflect the salary per diem and travel expenses. It's for $9,646, and we recommend approval. Again, no statewide adjustments yet, and the agency is not subject to the 2% reprioritization. As you can see, we have a few technical adjustments, again, just to move the budget around to reflect current spending. It doesn't change the bottom line budget. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the Governor's recommended other funds budget of $529,670, three positions, three FTE. There are no amendments needed.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendations as it pertains to the Board of Radiologic Technology?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5029 as it relates to the Board of Radiologic Technology.
Fortunately, next time will be easier. Representative Morgan has moved LFO recommendation on House Bill 5029 as it relates to the Board of, I want to say it, Radiologic Technology. Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chair and members, the performance measures are the measures proposed by the agency, and it includes a new discipline resolution measure and a word change to KPM number 3, as well as approving two proposed deletions of existing key performance measures. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of the proposed performance measures and the addition of the best practices measure.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendations on performance measures?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations to the performance measures for the Board of Radiologic Technology.
Representative Morgan has moved the LFO adoption of the LFO recommendation on performance measures, HB 5029 for the Board of Radiologic Technology, which I think this will be the last time we use that. It's kind of a nostalgic moment. Are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries.
All right, Mr. Chair and members, next up is the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. And just when I got into a rhythm, we now have a couple new things to talk about. The agency did have, I've combined two packages, and they're titled Revenue Shortfall and Fee Ratification. As you recall, when we talked about just about last month under there, the fee bill in 5030, because it was increased administratively, they had to actually implement or identify reductions if the fee wasn't ratified, and that's what 070 did. And then they add another policy package to add back those things in anticipation that you would approve the fee increase. As you can see, there's a slight difference, and what that is the reclass of their administrative support position. Again, that's based on a review of the Department of Administrative Services. LFO recommends approval. No statewide adjustments, no 2% reprioritization, a few technical adjustments. We also have a new policy package for you. I think you recall that Ms. Felber talked about the increase in disciplinary cases causing an increase in attorney general and professional services. So in negotiation with the agency and with the management division, we recommend adding a $17,000 policy package to increase the agency's operating budget to reflect those costs. I have two then recommendations or two amendments to this portion of the bill for this agency. One is the $17,000, and so the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends an other funds budget of $290,732, two positions, 1.40 FTE, and that House Bill 5029 be amended accordingly. In addition, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the bill be amended to include a current biennium expenditure limitation increase of $17,000 for the unanticipated expenditures associated with an increase in the number and complexity of disciplinary cases. Without this, the agency will run out of expenditure limitation with this current biennium.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation?
Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO amendments into House Bill 5029 as they relate to the State Board of Examiners for Speech Language Pathology.
That had to happen.
And move that we approve the LFO recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Morgan has moved that the LFO amendments be moved into House Bill 5029 as they relate to the State Board of Examiners for Speech Language Pathology and Audiology, and that
the LFO recommendation be moved into the bill.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair, members, the performance measures, legislative fiscal recommends approval of the agency's proposed performance measures and the addition of the best practices. We also like to encourage the agency, I think, as we talked about, that they were working on a consumer protection or a complaint investigation measure for 9/11, and we think that that's a really good idea to round out the measures to address the major components of the work that they do.
Question or comments on the recommendation?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendations on the performance measures as they relate to the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology.
Representative Morgan has moved the LFO recommendation on the performance measures as they relate to the State Board of Examiners for Speech, Language, Pathology, and Audiology. Had to happen. Except, are there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries.
Mr. Chair, members, last but certainly not least, we have the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. There are no policy packages. The governor's recommended budget is the essential budget level. No statewide adjustments. And they're not subject to the 2% reprioritization. I do have a few technical adjustments, but again, they don't change the level of the budget, just moves it around a little bit. The legislative fiscal office recommends approval of the governor's recommended other funds budget of $545,131 in three positions, 2.25 FTE. No amendments are needed.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation? Representative Edwards, at the risk of confusing the chair, do you just find carriers to the prior bill, HB 5030, since we've completed both the budget and the fee bill?
Not the budget.
Should we just do the budget?
It was just the fee bill. And usually you've been assigning the same carrier to the fee bill and the budget bill.
Oh, we just did the budget bill, 5029. There's a 5030 budget bill that we haven't.
A 5030, Mr. Chairman, a 5030 fee bill.
Yes.
And a 5029 budget bill, but we've only done the individual agencies within that. We still have two more to do, and I think what the LFO analyst is saying is we would hold up 5030 until we've done all of them.
Correct.
Okay.
And I just make that clear. I apologize. Okay. We wouldn't take 5030 to full until we took 5029.
Okay. And I just said budget instead of saying fee. So we even make it even more confusing. Is that responsive to your...
Yes, thank you.
Not to make light, Mr. Chairman, but we didn't even hold up the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board to leverage with one of the co-chairs.
Thank
you for that observation, Senator Devlin. I'm very pleased to hear that it was a member of the Senate who made that observation.
Thank you, Representative Barnhart. Can you take the fifth on all of this?
Yes.
It's on tape.
Yes. So the ordinance, where are we now?
You did your recommendation.
I believe I did.
We have a motion to approve the LFO recommendation. Well, actually,
we don't have a motion.
We have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
I move
the LFO budget recommendation for, unfortunately, for the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. Love the board.
Senator Devlin has moved the LFO recommendation on House Bill 5029 as it relates to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board.
Yeah.
Be adopted. Any objections? Hearing none. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. One final thing, and that is to approve the performance measures for the Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of those measures proposed by the board with the addition of the best practices measure.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation and the performance measures?
I would propose a motion that we move the LFO recommendations as they relate to the performance measures for the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board.
Representative Morgan has moved that we accept the LFO recommendations on the performance measures as they relate to the Oregon State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion carries.
We're done.
Any comments for the, let me close the work session on House Bill 5029, and are there any comments or questions or for the good of the order, or
we're on OHSU, Mr. Chairman, next week?
Yes, thank you, Senator Devlin. I'm sure everyone here is aware that we start with the Oregon Health Sciences University budget beginning on Monday, right here. We don't have to travel anywhere. And I do want to thank the committee members for yesterday coming out to PSU, and also for what I thought it was quite useful, and there was some really compelling testimony. It was very impressive, and I wanted to thank everyone for staying longer than we'd anticipated, and I hope that we don't do that very often, so I really appreciate it. So.
Are you going to pull in it?
Oh, yes.
Representative Jessica?
Comment and thank the chair for some kind of non-accommodations as far as lunch was concerned or dinner. And although there are some members of the Senate that I gather that probably did better than some other members of the committee.
I did enjoy my dinner. Thank you very much. It was a lovely dinner at Higgins.
Good.
But I scheduled it for 7:30, which would have been plenty of time.
A delightful dinner at the
Wilsonville Burger King.
Really? Are you serious?
The grand total as far as...
what was the dollar limit on that?
$2.98.
Okay. Going once again, that our committee is fiscally conservative and very efficient.
Parts of it are.
That's right. All right, I better close this before we get into it. We are adjourned. Thank you all.